The recorder's rolling. May I please have your name and title?
Sure. It's Stephen Craig, and I'm the city administrator.
And the Oak Grove Council met, of course, or the Board of Aldermen, I should say. The Oak Grove Board of Aldermen met just recently, sir. And what do you think were some of the main issues on the agenda, and how did the meeting take place?
Well, we meet on the first and third Mondays of every month, and we had four items on the agenda. The first was a discussion about the color of a new water tower that we're putting in Frick Park. That's a project that was started this fall. They'll be constructing a new 1.5 million gallon elevated storage tank that will be composite steel, so it'll have a concrete base and a steel elevated storage tank, which will have to be, the concrete will of course be its natural color, but the steel tank portion of the project has to be painted, and the board chose color last night. They went with a fairly standard color, which was the white portion, or it's they just went with white, which, like I said, is fairly standard and common among water tower projects. We have not. Another item that they could potentially do, well, that's a part of that, would be select what is written on the tank, as well as potentially a graphic. We haven't done that yet, and we'll discuss that at a future meeting. So last night, like I said, they chose to move forward with the tank portion being white. The second item that was on the agenda was staff requested approval from the board to implement an online bill payment system. Currently, you can pay with credit card for the services, but you have to come into City Hall or the court to do that. With the online option, customers and citizens will be able to access payment options through the city's website, and we went with Express Bill Pay, which is a preferred provider through our government accounting software system, Cassell software, and we should be signing those agreements and moving forward with that within the next couple months. I know it will take staff some time to get trained on that, as well as the provider will have to get the system up and going. So within the next couple months, we should be able to offer the customers and citizens the convenience of paying online and accessing that through the city's website. The third item that we had was a request from the Oak Grove Ministerial Alliance to waive any building fees that are associated with Project Oak Grove, which that is a week of service within our community that will be conducted by high school age youth groups that will be coming in from all over the nation, and in June from the 6th to the 12th of 2014, they'll be completing small home repairs at no cost to residents that comply with the guidelines for that program. They'll be doing small repairs such as, you know, exterior and interior painting, porch repairs, and thus right now, we don't know if there will be any structural changes or modifications to homes, but if that were to occur, then generally there is a fee that's based on the valuation of the improvement. But like I said, any fee that would be associated with this program will be waived, and the board did approve that. And finally, we had a request for the fourth annual Audrey Griffin Memorial 5K run and walk. That'll be held on June 21st of this year. I believe in addition to the 5K, they're actually adding a 10K option, and they're just going to be doing the route twice. So that was being sponsored by the Oak Grove High School Athletic Booster Association, and they of course checked with our police department to make sure that the route was okay and safe. which it was, and the board chose to approve that route and event as well. And that was all of the items that we had on the agenda for Monday night. We also had State Senator Will Krause visited the board and just, I think, was making outreach efforts before the session starts next year to various cities and school boards is what he had indicated that he's trying to do. And last night he met with the city aldermen and staff just to see how things were going and, you know, make his presence here in Oak Grove.
Okay, and Administrator, of course, the next meeting, I believe, is going to be January 6th. Do you have any idea on what some items on the agenda may be for that meeting?
You know, at this time, the only thing I'm aware of is we do have a proposal for the city's auditing services. Generally, that's considered at the first meeting in January. I believe we've gotten that paperwork from Westbrook & Company. They're the firm that's provided those services over the last several years. And at this date, that's all that I'm aware of that will be on that agenda. Because we normally formalize the board meetings are held on Monday, but the agendas are always evolving and there are issues that pop up. So, and then there's still quite a bit of time in between now and that date.
Okay, well, that's understandable. Well, Administrator Craig, thank you for your time. And if there's anything else you'd like to share with us, please do.
Okay, thank you very much.